John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
Have you guys heard that? Let me ask you, when was the last time you dialed 411 or 0 to get to an operator?
I have no idea.
All right. Sin, can you think of it?
I guess a doctor's office to, like, not 411. Oh, like a telephone operator?
Yeah.
Never.
I don't know. Right. You know, ahoy!
Yeah.
AT&T has announced that they will no longer be able to dial. People will no longer be able to dial 411 or 0 to get a hold of somebody.
Okay. All right.
You know, which is like. Okay.
First off,
I didn't even know. I always thought I thought they switched it to area code 555-1212.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, you never heard of that before?
No.
The only
one I remember is the call before you dig. 311 or something like that.
Because of the stickers?
Because I'm doing so much digging, too, on my yard.
Right? Yeah, no, I just find it, the idea of, and I love the quote, from somebody from the phone company. Nearly all of these customers have internet access, so look it up.
Yeah.
Right? That was their response, right? This guy was just sitting there.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Information 411 is out.
Hey, can one of you Google what we're supposed to do?
You know, really makes the most sense when you think about it. I just can't believe, I used to use, if you were making an overseas call, you needed to get an overseas operator.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You know, now you just dial 011 and you're on an overseas call.
I've never dialed overseas. I can't add anything to that.
Okay. I'm the only international person on the show this morning, ladies and gentlemen.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, five.
A court case in 1985 decided Long Island, New York is not actually an island. That's because the East River, which separates it from the mainland, was naturally too shallow for ships to make it through safely.
But there's water there.
There's water. Exactly. I never realized the depth of the water mattered to whether it was an island or not.
I thought land connecting or not made it an island.
Right. Well, there you go. It's not an island. What do you got?
Well, Christopher Lloyd's character is always hunched over in Back to the Future.
Okay.
So he doesn't tower over Michael J. Fox because Lloyd is 6'1 and Fox is 5'4.
Oh, my God. All right, Steve?
The guy who created the Incredible Hulk, Jack Kirby, got the idea when he saw a woman lift a car off her baby when it was trapped underneath. Yeah, wow.
Did she turn green?
I don't know about that.
Right. And lastly this morning, the term Hail Mary for a long, desperate throw in a football game started in 1975 when Roger Staubach threw a 50-yard touchdown pass to win a playoff game against Minnesota, the Dallas Cowboys of Minnesota. All right. In an interview afterwards, they were asking him about it, and he says, I guess you could call it a Hail Mary. I just threw it up and prayed. And there you have your...
Random
facts.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this week, all week long, is Philly Loves Bowie Week, and that's what we're going to do with Song Stories all week long. Andre will do his 3 for 3, and it'll just be blocks of Bowie, and then we got lots planned for the weekend, but we'll start out this morning for Song Stories and Fame, and John Lennon is a big part of this song. John Lennon helped write the song. He came up with the title and also sang that high voice, Fame voice, during the course of the show. They started working on the song when Bowie invited him to the studio, and Lennon played rhythm guitar on it. They were jamming, and then basically worked this song out. Bowie met Lennon at a party that Elizabeth Taylor threw. Right, and Lennon was an idol of his, and they became fast friends. And in 1997, David Bowie got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And in an interview that I did with him at that time, I asked him about reaching that level of fame.
I don't accept it. The thing is, it's merely an acknowledgement. It's not an award. The star on the pavement isn't an award. It's not franchised. It's not a sort of an ongoing, accumulative catalogue of shows that are filmed and then flogged off to the rest of the world. It's just this thing lying on the pavement. And it's sort of, for me, it just is more of a nostalgic trip than anything else. I mean, it's sort of just all those names all over the sidewalk are kind of appealing. And I said to somebody the other day that to be lying down on a street in Hollywood at 3 a.m. sort of will bring back memories to me of what life used to be like.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Steve's not going to know this, Cindy.
Okay.
Adam Rich from Eight Is Enough died.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little kid.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not a little kid anymore.
What is it? Eight Is Enough?
Eight Is Enough is a TV show that, was that the 70s? Eight Is Enough? It started in 1977, ran through 1981.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just looked it up.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
It was a dramedy, right?
Okay. It was pretty corny.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Dick Van Patten is this guy who works at the Sacramento Register, who's a newspaper writer.
All right.
He's got 8 kids. When the show started off, there was a mom on the show, and the actress who played the mom died.
Oh.
So they decided to make it the show. And they,
and they
rolled it out. And when I started thinking about that this morning, Cindy, in the 70s and 80s, the amount of dead parents on TV was frightening.
That's true.
All right. You had Eight Is Enough, right? You had the Brady Bunch, right?
Is that how they got together?
Yeah. Right. She had 3 kids. He had 3 kids. And the Brady Bunch. Different Strokes, dead parents. That's Webster, true. Dead parent. Partridge Family, dead dad, right? Who's the boss? Tony's wife is dead. Angela's husband was dead to her.
Where's the creativity?
Okay. Full House, dead mom.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Fuller House, dead dad.
And it was all Fuller House. Right. Wait, who dies in Fuller House?
The dad.
Which dad?
Well, one of them.
Joey?
Right. Not Joey.
Which one's the dead dad?
All right.
Dave Coulier's character? He's an uncle.
All right.
Saget was an uncle? Well, no, he was a dad, I guess. John.
I don't know.
Fill me in, man. You can't just be dropping that spoiler of a show I've never watched.
Rugrats. Chucky's mom's dead.
Oh. She is dead.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really bringing it back to my childhood now.
Right.
Now there's Adam Rich. Death hits. Good God.
Right.
Chucky's mom.
Disney movies. Endless.
All of them.
Endless
all dead
parents.
Every one of them.
Okay. And Give Me a Break.
What's that?
All right, Give Me a Break. This is a Joey Lawrence show. All right? There were dead parents all over the show. The mom had died. Joey Lawrence gets adopted by a family because he has dead parents. And then the guy who played the dad died, and the kids get adopted by a nanny.
Wow.
Dead, 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 dead. Just everywhere. Right? And we complain about lack of creativity on TV today. Right.
In the herd. In the herd.
In Poinciana, Florida, 2 wannabe burglars were arrested after calling 911 to get help hauling goods from the house they were allegedly burglarizing. All right. Cops received a call from the home in question on Saturday. And though no one spoke during the call, the deputies still checked out the house and found a male and a female in the home having entered through an unlocked door. While speaking with deputies, the woman allegedly admitted that she called 911 for the purpose of having law enforcement help them move their belongings from the house.
All right. That's okay. What they do.
Apparently, they also thought it would be cool to ask the officers to give them a ride to the airport so they could spend the weekend in New York. The police did give them a ride, but it wasn't to the airport.
Right, sure.
In the herd.
What do you got?
All right. Apparently, a notorious Kansas City Chiefs fan is also a notorious bank robber.
What?
Xavier Michael Badubar, a.k.a. Chiefsaholic, was arrested late last week on suspicion of robbing the Tulsa Teachers Credit Union. According to police, Badubar was traveling from Kansas City to Houston to watch the Chiefs play the Texans got sidetracked with the alleged robbery attempt.
Okay.
You might recognize Butterbar from the wolf costume that he dons during football games, which is also the costume he wore when robbing the bank. And blow your safe down.
You know what? Do another one because there's no way you're going to top the story I have.
All right.
I've got the closer story.
All right. 48-year-old man in Florida named Anthony Tarduno wandered up to a police crime scene, saw a marked patrol SUV, and decided, I'm going to set that on fire.
What?
He walked over to a nearby dumpster, pulled out a bag of trash, lit it with a lighter, and heaved it over to the SUV. He left the scene to go to a bar and later came back to confess to police. He told detectives he was intoxicated, and when he gets drunk, he does stupid things. He was arrested on 2 counts of arson and is being held on $30,000 bond.
Well, let me see his honor.
In the herd.
A 33-year-old woman named Sarah Richards was arrested for stealing a guy's $12,000 watch in Las Vegas. She had a pretty elaborate plan. She flirted with the guy and got involved and, you know, invited back to his room. They started making out, and she told him that he should take off his watch because it might cut her. She then insisted that he keep drinking wine.
Okay.
All right. Sarah swiped the watch, but the guy noticed and followed her out and alerted security. The police were called, and they couldn't find the watch at all at first.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She later admitted that it was hidden
mm-hmm.
in the love purse.
All right.
Yes, in her hoo-ha. Right, she was arrested and charged with grand larceny. The police later found that Sarah is from Baltimore and was in town to attend a court hearing related to another similar crime. She was arrested back in Vegas in June on a very same crime, very same way.
Wow.
All right. She wooed the guy. She drugged him, stole his $100,000 watch, and, of course, put it in the hoo-ha.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Show.
You should be dancing around naked in a fountain.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.